Bison girls tennis. You got your JVs in action yesterday, Coach. How'd it go up in Ogallala?
The girls played well. You know, came with two division winners and two runner-up winners. So, you know, it was basically came down to McCook, North Platte, and Scotts Bluff as the main teams in the fight. So, opening up play, we had one doubles. We had Jaylee Hammond and Abby Thompson went 4-0, beat out North Platte for the first place honors there, and then Scotts Bluff finished in third. So it was nice for Jaylee and Abby to continue to do well. In two doubles, we had Bailey Foster and Maddie Wilcox went 3-1, tied with North Platte for team honors, but lost in head-to-head. So we had them finished in second. North Platte would have got first, and the Scotts Bluff finished in third. So it's a pretty tight race there, and then that division as well. So good day for Maddie and Bailey. In three doubles, we had Hannah Thompson and Kayla Hins went 4-0, had a nice day on the courts, and got their first in their three doubles winner division. And North Platte finished in second. Scotts Bluff finished in third. So another 1-2-3 there. And then in the last division, four doubles, we had Bailey Pace and Leon Almanza went 3-1. Finished second to North Platte, and Scotts Bluff got third in that division. So, yeah, it was a good day on the course for the kids. You know, it's all doubles, which is kind of fun, and, you know, it takes away opportunities to play singles, but it was good. Kids played hard, and they went along pretty quick, so you can make it back for, you know, their church night stuff. And so it was a good day on the course for the girls. Very pleased to see them get some more time on the course. That's what we need, just keep these girls playing and you know, battling and getting that experience.
I know you wanted to get these matches in. You had to move it up a day with the potential of weather, but it's one of these invites you don't want to miss. You don't want to have canceled on you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we don't want to have to, you know, cancel out a day. And it was unfortunate that Gehring was not able to bring up the team because their program is pretty solid. They're doing a nice job this year and having a good season. But, yeah, we got four good matches in. Kids battled hard, and we had a lot of fun, and I know the girls, you know, appreciate being up there playing and taking advantage of opportunities that are given.
You've got Thursday off, Coach, but a big weekend coming up for your varsity kids, don't you?
Yes, it's going to be a great weekend. I'm excited to get some good practice time in. We just spent some good time on the courts last night. We'll have some good time on the courts, you know, the next couple of days and preparing for a big weekend for our varsity girls. This East-West Shootouts turned out to be quite an event. You know, we put it out there, you know, in December and January to get teams, and boy, the teams we got coming in from the East are going to be solid. You know, we have York coming in. They're going to be a really good team. You know, last year they battled us pretty tough. We have Omaha Brown Altalo, I think, is number 12 in Class B right now in the team standings. Duchenne, we're going to play them as well. They're the number one team in Class B, and saw them earlier and got beat 2-3, so hopefully we can come out and play pretty well. And then, of course, we're going to see a new team. The team that's really been hot is Gretna East. It's an up-and-coming team. They've got two solid players in singles. I think both of the girls have only lost one match all season long, so it'll be a good battle. And I think right now Gretna East, if I'm not mistaken, has the most wins in the dual championship seeding. So they're but we're edging out by a couple of points, so it'll be fun. We'll play the one team, the three, and the 12th seed, you know, in the state on Saturday. So that'll be a really good test for our girls to see where we're at. And it'll be a lot of fun. We'll take eight girls. We'll play 1 and 2 singles, 1, 2, and 3 doubles. And so it'll be a great opportunity for us to really get a good standard of where we're at in the season with this caliber of play. But we're looking forward to fun. It's going to be a fun time. You know, Kearney's got a lot of courts, and kids all play together at one site. So we get to rotate around with each other and just a lot of good team camaraderie, and yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun and great competition. And like I said, it'll give us a really good test, you know, to see where we're at and continue though to build, because we still got, you know, almost a month of the season left. So this would be kind of a little marker, but it's just regular season. You know, we want to keep continuing to get better and build ourselves up for the postseason coming up here in about another month. So yeah, it's going quick, but yeah, we're excited to go to Kearney and play on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great competition.
Yeah, these are matches that really are key for your state seedings. Can really help with them, can't they?
You know, they can. In the situation with dual state, coaches can alter their lineups every round. So every time you play somebody different each round, you can change your lineup. So we will not. And I told the girls, we're not changing things. No, we're going to play our state positions, because if we can play other team state positions, you beat them head-to-head, you're going to have a better chance to get a higher seed at stake. So we're not altering things. We're going to keep things the way they are. The girls are totally on board with that. That's kind of why I wanted to do it this way. So we'll see what the other coaches do, you know, if they play their lineup straight up, you know, and I encourage that in the email that I've been sending all the coaches. I'm like, hey, you know, this is an opportunity for us to help the senior committee see the teams from the East versus the teams from the West and get a better baseline, you know, tally for head-to-head competition. But, you know, it's up to the coaches, and, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. But once again, it's a great competition, and I'm pretty sure most of the coaches, you know, we went to Lincoln, a lot of coaches kept the same lineup when we played Lincoln Christian. So I would anticipate they'll kind of do the same thing with us here on Saturday. But, yeah, it's a great, great opportunity for us to play some good teams and never see, you know, throughout the whole season. You know, like I said, I've never dueled Duchenne in a regular season. We've never dueled the East in a regular season. We've never dueled Brown Talbot in a regular season. So those are some teams that's going to be fun to play against for the first time and see what they're like. And great competition. But, yeah, you're exactly right. This is huge for us for seeding for state. We got to go out and have a good day and a good showing and, you know, hopefully play some really good tennis and come away with some nice wins and continue to build that momentum going into the state tournament.
You are terrific as always, sir. Thanks a million. Have yourself a terrific day.
What do you got going on the next 2 days?
Nothing at all. Just taking a break and wanting it to rain and just, yeah, nothing going on. We were busy. Of course, went down to Omaha, watched to see the kiddos Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So came out of track meet on Tuesday. So we're just kind of laying low this weekend.
The kids doing good?
Doing good. Yep, doing good. Yep, doing good. They've got a couple of weeks left and they're done. It's on to summertime, getting ready for next year.
Will they come home for summer?
Kaylin is. Colstra, he's going to try to get a job and stay in Lincoln this summer.
That's all right.
Yeah, he kind of likes staying down there. Sure does, which is okay.